In Juneau, the latest version of the education funding bill emerged today, and it isn't what school advocates were hoping for. Senate Finance Co-Chairman Kevin Meyer says it's a comprehensive bill that would add $100 million to education, and he says the majority is committed to keeping those funds in the budget for each of the next 3 years. He distributed copies in his committee room this afternoon.
Some things you're going to like, some things you may not like. But hopefully overall, it's going to be a balanced package that everyone can support.
As they studied the pages, education advocates in the front row looked grim. Elise Galvin, an Anchorage parent and activist, left the room to study it further.
My first reaction is, ooh, this sounds a little scary, like we're still going to have severe cuts now and particularly even more so in the future, because if it is flat, that means that it's not keeping up with any sort of inflation cost.
Senator Meyer says the funding amounts to a $300 increase in the BSA, referring to the per student allocation. But Meyer says the money would not come through the BSA. The bill describes a series of special programs for internet upgrades and charter schools, boarding schools, and vocational education. Galvin says the special programs may look good, but they are funds the legislature can give and take. She says the BSA provides stable funds that schools can rely on.
I think that their methodology is different than what parents want to see. I think they're missing the boat that most kids are in neighborhood schools, and most parents are seeing neighborhood schools get cuts.
Meyer says only about a quarter of the $100 million will fund special programs, and the rest will go to school districts to use as they like.